had a positive meeting last night about centered around McLean, and we're really optimistic that we will be working collaboratively in partnership with the state. Our ultimate goal and objectives at the end of the day, coming out of the community meeting in which TPS administrators were in attendance and a representative for the state as well, is just to ensure that we do all we can to ensure that the students at McLean really have an optimal opportunity to academically succeed. And we just feel like, you know, for several decades that these students, we need to do more. We need to do more because they are not as high academic achieving students as the other schools are, and what is at the root of that problem is something we got to address now and not continue to delay doing something more to support the students, the faculty, and everybody at McLean High School.
Is this something that the Tulsa schools can do on its own, or does it need to be taken over by the state?
Oh, no, I believe it's definitely something that Tulsa Public Schools can do on its own. We have demonstrated the capacity to do some great things at our schools. I mean, recently, Will Rogers is just a prime example of what the capacity is at the district when we kind of did a restart at that school, and now it's the early college high school. We can do something similar. It doesn't have to be the exact same for those students in McLean. It just means changing some things out, making sure we have those individuals at the site who truly not only are great teachers but really care and have high expectations of those students there, and same with the administration. So what we're looking at and just considering, just been really open to considering several alternatives, if that means restructuring, if that means restart, if that means school improvement grants, application, just something. We need to be doing something. And this committee actually realizes that we, and I'm so appreciative of the state because, you know, they gave us a year of planning before they really come in and try to do anything. And as far as the word takeover, that's kind of like not in the vocabulary at this moment. It's about a partnership, working with them to support our students in Tulsa Public Schools. But, you know, so we're looking at doing something for the 2012-2013 year, but even beyond that, and doing something that can be sustained. We know that in the past there's been several initiatives that have taken place, but there's just been that initiative. And sometimes if you don't give things an opportunity to work and support that just continuously, then you get what you we're getting now. The academic achievement of many of the students in, and it's nothing against the students. These are great students. Many of the students in McLean, it's just behind those of our other high schools. We see optimal success at some of our other schools.
And that is your district, correct?
Yes, it is.
And you're in a McLean grad?
And I'm not a McLean grad, but I did attend McLean. So I do have a frame of reference. I live in the North Tulsa community, have lived in the North Tulsa community all my life. And, you know, that is where my heart is. That's where my family is. And, you know, it's about all of Tulsa. But the North Tulsa community has been underserved for far too long. So there's just things that needs to happen. And the citizens of Tulsa, the elected officials of Tulsa, the people in key position and leadership just need to have the will to collectively, you know, do something different and make some different choices that benefit not just certain areas of Tulsa, but all of Tulsa. And right now, North Tulsa is the most underserved communities, whether it's from economic development to education, just the whole gamut. And we just all need to come together and just do what it takes to strengthen the North Tulsa area.